Joe Biden wants spaces in foster homes for migrant U.S. youths. By Neil Monroe on April 28, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration wants to reserve spaces for the foreign children of illegal migrants in the strained U.S. foster care system, according to a report by Yahoo News. The Biden administration is seeking to enlist state-licensed shelter and foster care providers that typically serve local child welfare systems to help provide temporary housing for thousands of unaccompanied migrant children, Yahoo News reported April 26. The plan is outrageous, Rosemary Jenks, policy director at Numbers USA, told Breitbart News. She continued, "Foster families are being asked to take care of the migrants' youths and children. So despite the fact that we don't have enough foster families to take care of Americans in foster care, we're now diverting those resources to." A trade association for the sector is welcoming the extra payments. "There is interest, opportunity, and an eye toward building a stronger unaccompanied children program for the long term," said Lisette Burton at the Association of Children's Residential Centers. Yahoo News added, as of April 14, Burton said that, based on surveys submitted by provider organizations within the network, "we're looking at potential capacity to serve approximately 3,000 children, and I'd say at least a third of that has been identified with potential foster family homes." She predicted that as the effort moves forward into the implementation phase, more providers would likely step up and offer their services. "Many of the sponsors are the illegal migrant parents who paid coyotes and cartels to deliver their children to Biden's border agencies." In March, King5.com reported on the impact from Washington State. A plan to house migrant children from the surging crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border will leave a rent-in foster family with no place to call home. Edmundo Serena Sanchez said he and his wife were notified in February that they would have to vacate the rent-in house where they had nurtured and raised Washington State foster children for nearly 7 years. The house is part of a campus of facilities owned by the Friends of Youth, a nonprofit based in Kirkland with a 70-year history of providing services and housing for homeless and foster youth. "The Friends of Youth group justified the eviction as mission-driven and made in order to more fully utilize our resources to serve an increased number of youth." Under the December 2020 headline, "Foster Care Crisis, More Kids Are Entering, But Fewer Families Are Willing to Take Them In," NBC News reported, "the nation's foster care system has been especially overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic, with experts and state agencies saying more children are entering the system, and fewer families are willing to take them in for fear of spreading COVID-19, coronavirus. In Rockland County, New York, agencies have held recruiting events to encourage people to become foster parents. Beatrice Perfett, with the Rockland County Department of Social Services Home Finding Unit, told the Journal News that COVID-19 has left some foster parents financially or even physically unable to take in new children. The huge demand for foster homes was noted by NBC. The social, racial, and economic fault lines are being highlighted and exacerbated by COVID-19 in the foster care system, placing already vulnerable children at greater risk. There were estimated to be more than 430,000 children in foster care as of 2018, according to a report by the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families, with 23% of those children being Black. Some GOP governors are resisting Biden's use of American foster homes to aid illegal migrants. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have criticized or blocked the resource transfer. Biden's agencies are spending more than $1 billion on welcoming, sheltering, and providing legal paperwork to coyote-delivered unaccompanied alien children. The majority of the UAC youths are teenage boys looking for jobs to help their poor families in three Northern Triangle countries. The countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, have all lost many young workers to the United States' long-standing extraction migration policy of pulling illegal migrants into Americans' jobs. President Donald Trump blocked the extraction migration policy. But Biden and his immigration chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, are turbocharging it. Other federal emergency funds are being spent aiding favored migrants instead of aiding disfavored Americans. On April 25, For example, The Washington Post posted a story from Iowa about Americans who were turned down when they asked America's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, for storm-related aid. Trees on the ground. Tarps over roofs. More tarps over shredded sides of homes, all remnants of a freak inland hurricane that blew through in August 2020. Tore down half the city's trees and damaged 90% of its homes. It was a brutal storm that was especially damaging to mobile home parks like Kirkwood Estates where Kim lived and where. 7 months later, she was the last person who hadn't given up on getting the help Washington officials had promised in the first days after the disaster. But the reality is that even as millions of Americans will soon be turning to FEMA as disasters worsen, the agency has grown dramatically more restrictive with the help it gives out. Iowa is one indication of this, according to FEMA data. 22,000 people applied for aid, and 19,000 received notices telling them they were not eligible. Of those 19,000, Kim Schmadke was among the few hundred who didn't take that initial no for a final answer. And now, even though she knew that most people who appealed were turned down again, she set her mind to persuading the agency that she needed its support, going slowly to get the words right. "The damage to my home is mounting," she typed. "I have mold growing, water running down the walls, and my front door will barely open and shut. On top of that, my toilet is sinking into the floor." For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, intra-democratic, rational, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to each other. The voter opposition to elite-backed economic migration coexists with support for legal immigrants and some sympathy for illegal migrants. But only a minority of Americans, mostly leftists, embrace the many skewed polls and articles pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition to labor migration is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money away from most Americans' pocketbooks and families. It moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, from red states to blue states, and from the central states to the coastal states such as New York.